Now, to do this, you have to beware of false data. There's tremendous amounts of false information regarding this area called selling that made you feel not good about it in the first place. See, the subject of selling, like any other subject, is full of false information that has been perpetuated over the years. Many areas of life have false information where you might be struggling. This false data may be partly responsible for the bad impression of this profession and this very needed, vital life skill. False data is information that is not factual, but which is suggested about something or someone and then is passed along. It is agreed upon and used as truth when it is not. False data, I'm going to say that again, it's an agreed upon piece of information. It's passed on as the truth, but it is not. For instance, most of my life I wanted to own real estate and have had a particular interest in buying apartment buildings. When I first got started, most of the people talked about, oh my gosh, apartments, you know, owning apartments is a nightmare, and that I would have difficulties with tenants at midnight and the plumbing would leak and you'd get phone calls. Well, the truth is, while tenants would obviously get upset if their plumbing was leaking, rightly so, it is false data about owning apartments that actually causes people to lose interest in ever buying them. I've owned over 2,500 apartments in multiple states, and trust me, the renter is not the problem with owning real estate. Not having renters is a problem. Leaky faucets is just an issue to deal with. You see the difference? Of course, there are problems with owning apartment buildings, but so what? I assure you that the problems are minuscule compared to the rewards I have personally received. People who knew very little about buying these apartments promoted this false data to me as an excuse for them not buying their own apartments. The whole subject of money is full, just loaded with false information, most of which is passed on by people that give advice on money, on TV, the radio, newspapers, and in books. But these same people don't have any money themselves. See, when I first started my first business, almost everyone told me, oh my gosh, it's going to be difficult. How difficult the startup would be, how much money it would take, how risky it was, and how few businesses make it. None of these people had ever actually started a business in retrospect. I look back and see that they didn't start a business, but they had plenty of advice to give me. That data disregards all the successful stories of people like me who started their own business and were successful. See, I later started another company. This next company required me to take on a partner in order for me to start it. Multiple people suggested to me while I was considering this that, hey, Grant, most partnerships don't work out. Well, I can only tell you that while partnerships may be difficult, this business would have been impossible for me to operate without a partner. Oh, and by the way, that particular partnership has lasted almost 15 years now, and we've closed it on a handshake. People tend to form opinions and give advice and pass on myths where they don't personally have any experience. Much of the data, false data, they pass along hasn't been fully inspected for truth, even though it's being passed on as the truth. Take urban legend, for example. A guy will swear to you that it was a friend of a friend's sister that disappeared on prom night 20 years ago and how her ghost now hitchhikes along the lonely road between town and the old cemetery. You'll hear the same story in multiple cities across the country. If you ask him to give you specific names and dates, he won't be able to provide them. Yet just moments ago, he was passing on these falsehoods as truth, and he did it with passion. Many years ago, I was told not to move to California. I was living in Houston, Texas at the time, and I just had this craving to live on the West Coast, and I'd never even been there, and I was telling people, I want to go to California, and these people started telling me, oh my gosh, it's so expensive, and they would tell me that the people in California are strange. Well, people who never lived in California were giving me this advice. They had only read about it in a newspaper or seen it on some gossip TV show. The same phenomenon occurs with sales. Let me just go back to California. There are strange people that live there, trust me. And it is expensive, but it's worth living there. It's worth having the experience, and I'm glad I didn't listen to them. This same phenomenon of false information, false data, occurs with sales and has given the entire profession and the skill itself a bad name. You know, it's such a shame because everyone needs the skill of selling to get along in life. And the profession itself offers incredible amounts of freedom and phenomenal amounts of financial benefits. People continue to pass on the false information that selling is hard, that it's difficult to depend on commissions, that selling is sleazy, that you'll have to work long hours, it's not dependable, and you can't rely on the income. And it's not considered a real job, by the way. While this may be true for some, it may be true for you. It's not the reality of those who know what they're doing. Most of the images people have regarding a topic are very rarely ever based in reality. Certainly, any negative image you might have had about salespeople would be based on the past, right? If you have a negative image, it had to come from the past. It's not coming from the future. Your considerations aren't even relevant to the present because they are in the past. If I'm talking about selling or persuading or negotiating and you get an image of a past experience or something you were told about a salesperson and you're no longer involved in the present conversation because of that, you get this? I tell you about sales. You have a negative image. Comes from the past. You're not really even communicating with me anymore. You're relying on some past decision, some advice, or some opinion for your information. All images based on the past have very little value in the present and definitely no value in creating the future. This is very, very important. All images based on the past have very little value in the present and definitely no value in creating a future.